Okay, so I would say Kareem Jackson will be out for the game. Bernard McKinney will be out for the game. Cecil Shorts would be out for the game, and the rest of the guys will determine, you know, up till game time. Did good. Yep.
Hey, Bill, with Kareem out, talk a little bit about what you've seen out of Kevin Johnson.
Yeah.
He's
done a good job. You know, it's not easy to come into this league as a rookie and play corner. He's able to play outside, play inside. He studies tape. He's a smart player. He's a good reactor. He's able to play from off, play press. Smart kid. So hopefully he keeps getting better. Definitely. Definitely. Oh, yeah, no question. Anytime you get a win, you know, the guys are energetic. But I'll say this about this team. This is a hard-working team. This team works hard. They've worked hard all year. We had a very difficult practice yesterday, full padded practice. We're out there for a while. Guys competed hard. So they've had a good week, and we had a good crisp day today. So we're just looking forward to playing the game now. Yeah, we enjoy the road, you know, because you have your team in the hotel. It's kind of just it's just you and the team, you know. It's the coaching staff, the trainers, the equipment guys, the video guys, just the support staff with your football team, and that's good because it allows for a lot of focus, a lot of concentration, some camaraderie. So I think it's real good. And now the key is winning. You know, winning on the road is very, very important. We did it last week, and it'd be important to do it again. Tough kid, hardworking kid, mature kid. He's able to come in here and make the team as a guy that was not drafted. He's got toughness. That's what I like about him.
How do you think the offensive line has done so well given the injuries?
Well, I think they're versatile players. I think they're smart, so they're able to you know, go from tackle to guard, guard to tackle, center to guard, whatever it is, they're able to do it. They're all good teammates. They're all willing to do whatever it takes to help the team win. They're very well coached by Mike Devlin, very well coached, and I think that's made a difference. And, you know, they're just good guys. They're going to do whatever you ask them to do to help the team. That's what they're all about. Very smart guy, great teacher, intense, demanding, very good as far as teaching the techniques. He is a technician. He played the position. I think having played the position helps. You know, he played in this league for a while, so he kind of has an idea of the challenges of playing in this league. And I think he when he walks into the room, the guys respect him. You know, he knows what he's talking about, and those guys have really been receptive to his coaching. Yeah. Yeah, no, we talk about it a lot, probably every day, Tanya. I think that usually it's at night, you know, late at night after practice, after the meetings and things like that. I'll either put together a tape or I try to go through a lot of maybe not every single game that's played that week, but I'll go through a lot of the games that were played. Have our video guys help us, our Bob Ligaszewski, Dougie Coleman, they go through and look for different situations on special teams, but also situations that come up in games that you can talk to the players about. On Saturday mornings, we always show Dean Blandino's tape to the team of what the officials are looking for, maybe some things that came up the week before. That's an important tape. That's been a good tape for us to show that talks about some of the things you're talking about. So, yeah, I think it's important. It's very, very important for the players and coaches to understand the playing rules. And when things occur, it's important that the players see it and see how it was officiated. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. After the the Dez Bryant play in the Green Bay playoff game last year, you know, the first guy that came to mind for me was Hop. And so we worked on that a lot in OTAs. It's hard to work on it. You know, it actually has to come up and then you can coach it off the tape. But we worked on it in training camp and we talked to him a lot about it. We showed him what they're looking for as far as what a catch is. And, you know, he's done a great job of that. He understands that he has to control it all the way to the ground and don't worry about gaining extra yards on those jump catches. You know, just get the ball secured. And he did an unbelievable job of that in the Jacksonville game where he secured the one to his helmet, which was incredible. So I think he understands the rule. Whether he agrees with it or not, it doesn't matter. It's the rule. So.